Hello everyone, so today I'm going to be doing the Audio Candy Weekly Challenge, and I'm going to be doing mine on my favorite craft. Not my favorite hobby, because like, I have so many different hobbies that I love, so I'm narrowing it down to my favorite craft in particular. And my favorite craft is sewing. Specifically, I like to sew plushies, and I'll leave a link in the description with some of the plushies that I've sewn before, just so that you guys know what I'm talking about. Alright, so here we go. Number one, what is your favorite craft? Sewing. Number two, give us the elevator pitch. How would you sell it to someone on it in 15 seconds? Okay, have my stopwatch ready. Let's see. Start. Okay, so sewing is like super, super fun because when you're sewing plushies, it's very relaxing and you can get into rhythm and you don't really have to count like you have to do with crocheting or needlework or embroidery or something like that, and it's really relaxing, and it's a good way to escape. Okay, that was 15 seconds, and that was pretty bad. Sorry. Okay, number three. Describe your favorite craft in 5 words or less. Creative. Relaxing. It's easy to do while doing something else, or by, like, watching something else or listening to something else. I don't know what word that is, though. There's a word for that. There's gotta be something that's easy to do while doing something else. Help me out in the comments, because I can't think of it. Okay, so that would be my third word. The fourth word could be... cute. I like doing cute things. sewing cute things. Because they're always smiley and happy. I guess that's kind of specific to me, though. I don't know. I guess if you're like a super macho guy, then you can sew like macho plushies and not have to worry about bruising your fragile masculinity. Sorry. Okay. So that was number four. And number five is colorful. Again, these are all just applying to me, so I don't know if I'm doing this right, but yeah, that's how I would describe it. Those are my 5 words. And number four, why is it your favorite craft? Sewing is my favorite craft because I've done lots of them, lots of different crafts, and I never forget how to sew, you know? I forget how to do certain origami projects or clay projects, things like that. But sewing always sticks with me, and it's very easy, and it's really simple, and you can just do so many different things with it, you know? There's an endless amount of things that I could do. So yeah, that's why it's my favorite. Number five, how has your life changed because of it? For example, has it helped you make any decisions or changed your way of thinking? I mean, the main thing that I can think of is that it's probably made me... It makes it easier to concentrate on things. It's improved my concentration. And it's definitely gotten me through, like, very boring times in my life. Whenever I don't have anything to do, it's something that helps me kind of escape, I guess. So, yeah. Number six, surely you've met or seen online people who hate your favorite craft. What do they usually say about it? And is that fair? I've never met or seen online anyone who hates sewing. I've seen people who haven't tried sewing, and I've seen people who say, oh, I could never do that. But I've never met anyone who's hated it, so I don't know if it really applies. But usually people say something like, oh, I couldn't come up with ideas for that, or I don't have that amount of concentration, or I don't have the time to deal with such silly things. But again, I don't think any of those are true. It does take concentration, but it's not like a crazy amount of concentration, I don't think. And when it comes to creativity, I guess I just look up like animals and shapes and household objects online, and if they would make cute plushies, then I just do them. It's not very, I don't know, I don't feel like I'm being very creative when I do it. Number seven, how did you first hear about your favorite craft? I started sewing when I was in, I think, 9th grade, which is, for reference, about 13 or 14, I believe. Yeah. I was 14. I'm pretty sure I was 14. So I was about 14, and I mean, sewing isn't not really something you have to hear about to know that it exists. It's just sewing. It's what it is. But sewing plushies and thinking that I could do something like that, I used to do a lot of origami, and I branched out into sewing just because of recommended things on YouTube, and I was like, oh, I want to try that, and so then I bought a needle and thread and went about my business with the plushies. Number 8, if you had a full budget to turn your favorite craft into a movie, or a sequel slash remake if it is a movie, how would you do it? I don't think sewing would make a very interesting movie. let's see. I guess, how would I do it? Maybe I could sew a movie. Like, I could sew all of the sets, and all the characters could be plushies, and it could be, like, a stop-motion animation. That would be great. Would they call it an animation? I don't even know. But, yeah, I could do that, and they would all be talking about sewing and how great it is, and yeah, that would make a terrible movie. Okay, number 9. What reminds you of your favorite craft? Pretty much any time I see evenly spaced things, it reminds me of sewing, which probably sounds strange, but like, when I look at window blinds, or Christmas lights, or even buttons on a shirt, like, anything that's evenly spaced, it reminds me of the blanket stitch, which is what I use to sew, because it makes a nice little ring around all of my plushies that's evenly spaced stitches, and yeah, you guys will see in the pictures. Number 10, all right, last chance. Why should we like your favorite craft, and what kind of people should stay away from it? You should like sewing because I don't want to pressure anyone into liking it. I mean, it's sort of like, it's an artsy thing, and I recognize that, and like, I will never like drawing realistic things. I appreciate the realistic art, but I think it's beautiful. But I couldn't do that. I know I couldn't ever do that. And I could never love doing that. So I'm not gonna try to pressure you guys into sewing. But if you don't appreciate sewing and you don't appreciate the art that it creates, then I think you should definitely rethink your life, because you're a not very cool person and you need to get over yourself. and what kind of people should stay away from it? You probably should not get into sewing if you're like, if you're one of those people that can't sit still, or if you're someone who doesn't like being patient, then it might be kind of hard. But yeah, that's pretty much all I can think of. I feel like most people could find enjoyment from it. Okay, now the 5 specific questions. So if your craft is a hobby, 1, do you know a lot of other people who also do it? I don't know anyone else who does it. I used to know one girl who liked crocheting a lot, and so she and I would get into like long conversations about crafting and different plushies that we did, because she did like amigurumi stuff. I think that's how you say it, I'm not really sure. And I make plushies out of felt. So we had a lot of similar artwork, I guess, and so we kind of got to talk about it, but she didn't sew, and I don't crochet, so it was a little bit different. Number 2, what is the general stereotype of other people who share your hobby? I guess I don't feel like there's a stereotype for people that sew. I guess, you know, traditionally people can sometimes say that it's like a girly thing, or yeah, something like that. I've heard it said that it's like a lost art, and it's cool that I do it. I don't think it's a lost art at all. I think there's plenty of people that do it. I just think it's hard to see people's work, because it's not something like writing or performing where you're doing it in front of other people. It's something that you do in your own house, and most of your the things that you make, that your artwork, that also stays in your own house, or if you give it to someone, then it's only for them. So I think it's something that a lot of people probably do. It's just something that isn't advertised very much. But I'm getting off topic. So number three, if you had unlimited money, how would this change your hobby? Oh God, I would buy so many things. I would buy every color of felt in the universe, and patterned felt and sparkly felt, and I would buy different different needles and different thicker and thinner threads, because I use really cheap thread and it's all the same size, and I wish I had nice thick thread that I could spell things out with and do embroidery work with. I would get a lot of buttons, and I would put them all over my plushies, and they'd be really cool like that. I never buy buttons. But I mean, in general, it's a pretty cheap hobby, so I don't think I would have to have unlimited money to really go all out in it. I think if I just decided to put more effort into it, to put more of my budget into sewing, then I could probably go all out if I wanted to. I'm kind of satisfied though with my supplies right now, so I don't need unlimited money. Number four, do you openly and proudly do this hobby, or is it kind of a secret, embarrassing thing? It's definitely not secret or embarrassing. It's not like a conversation opener. I think it's something that people know about me, but I don't know, we don't really talk about it that much. There's not much to talk about, really. I do make plushies for my friends and give them to them for Christmas or their birthdays, or if they have an anniversary, or if they just won something, then I'll give them a plushie that seems appropriate for the situation. So people definitely know that I do it, but yeah, I wouldn't say I talk about it all the time or anything. Number five, how much longer do you think you'll be doing this hobby? Actually, I'm kind of down lately because I haven't been doing it as much in the past few months as I have before. I used to make two or three plushies a week, and now I'm down to maybe doing one every 2 months, or one good quality one every few months. So I wish I did it more, but I do think that it's going to be a talent that I have for much, much longer. I don't know how often I'll do it. Hopefully I won't completely lose it, but that's just up to time. And yeah, so that's the end of the questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed listening, and these questions were very fun, so I'm glad I got to do this finally. I'll probably be doing it more with different things. So anyway, goodbye for now. Thanks for listening.